not. Absolutely not. Amen. That's the end of that story. Amen. Psalm 109. I bet she's got some things she'd like to say. Amen. No doubt about it. Psalm 109. And let's read one verse this evening. This is the verse that I pondered several weeks on last month, and then Candy Texas is preparing the prayer bulletin for us for the month of October. Of course, she always put a verse on the back of that. We call it our pondering on prayer. And it's just, I try every few weeks to get a verse in my mind and just chew on it and about prayer. And it keeps my heart stirred about prayer. And I'd encourage you to do that. If you struggle with prayer, get you a verse just every month. The Bible's full of them. So I don't even know where to go. Look in your concordance, the word pray, prayer, intercession, supplication, and just start looking them up till the Holy Ghost says, yeah, that right there, you need to think on that one. And just start meditating on it and let the Lord kind of bring it alive in your heart. And that's how I developed the pondering on prayer that we use in the prayer bulletin every month. Usually it's something I've been thinking on maybe months ago, and the Lord's let me share it with you. And so Psalm 109 and verse number 4 is our verse for this evening and for the month of October. For my love, they are my adversaries. Ain't that interesting? David said, because of what I love and who I love and how I love, there are people that don't like that. And they have made themselves my enemy. They've become adversary to me. And I think we understand tonight, if we love God and we love God's word and we love the things of God, there are people that are going to make themselves our adversaries. We've not made them our enemies, but they hate the God we love. They hate the Bible we love. They hate the things that we stand for and that we have come to love. And there they have made themselves our enemy. But notice what David said, but I give myself unto prayer. But I give myself unto prayer. And so I want to preach to you or talk to you or share with you some thoughts tonight centered out of this verse and around this psalm on that phrase, I give myself to prayer. I give myself to prayer. Boy, we need to do that in these days. I'm convinced in the days we're living in, we need to give ourselves to prayer. There ain't a whole lot of other things going to work like prayer works. There's not a whole lot of things you're going to find that are going to be as powerful as when God's people understand what it is to give ourselves to prayer. All right, you can be seated. Heavenly Father, I come to you again tonight. Lord, I don't want to just take it for granted that we can get up here and, Lord, raise our voice and move our hands and say some things, and that, Lord, that would be enough tonight. We understand tonight and acknowledge in prayer and this side of sharing these thoughts that we need the help of the Lord. And, Lord, these that have gathered in tonight need your help, and I need your help, and our families need your help, and our church needs your help. Lord, tonight you said we have not because we ask not, but Lord, not tonight. Lord, we're asking for help and we're asking for instruction and we're asking, Lord, for some kind of spiritual direction, Lord, that you have for us tonight. Open our mind and our eyes and let us behold, Lord, wondrous things out of your law. Instruct us tonight, correct us, and Lord, exhort us, Lord, in these matters of these spiritual disciplines concerning prayer. Lord, I pray tonight the people of God would be edified in their faith. Pray tonight, Lord, that the things that, Lord, we need done tonight, Lord, our faith would be grown to trust you, Lord, even more for those things. And Lord, all that you do, Lord, we'll be careful to bless you and to praise you for it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. I found in meditating upon this psalm and doing a little study around it for this particular verse and phrase that in the context of his background that David authored this psalm, likely during the Absalom rebellion, upon which the same time David was dealing with a lot of things, not just his son rebelling against him, but also dealing with the bitter rage of his friend Ahithophel. We know that time period of David's life. I believe those that are gathered here tonight, most of us would be familiar with that setting and that background in David's life. It was probably the hardest days of David's life. Of all the things David would ever face, the things he dealt with the Philistines, and the things that he dealt with in Ziklag, and the things he dealt with running from Saul, and the things that he dealt with through his life on many occasions, I don't believe there was any more hard and difficult for David to face as was those days that he faced with the rising up and rebellion of Absalom, the what we'll see tonight, the betrayal of his friend Ahithophel against him. As we think about that being the background and the hardship that is manifest there in David's life, understanding that when we come to this single verse tonight, "For my love, they are my adversaries." David said, in this time of my life, this most difficult days, the most hurtful days, the most tearful days, the most hunted days of my life, David said, "But I give myself unto prayer." And I'm interested in that in all David was facing in this background of his life, David is saying, "I'm going to flee to the throne of grace. They may hunt me and they may haunt me and they may very well hate me. But David said, I will find my solace and my peace and my refuge at the throne of grace." And I believe tonight, be it wherever we may be, that, amen, that would be a good lesson for us to learn from the life of David. I pondered this for many weeks now, that in David making this statement, that when you study Psalm 109, you'll find that that he is really a portrayal of the life of the Lord Jesus that would be to come. They hated and made themselves the adversary of the Lord Jesus because of his love for his heavenly Father and his love for righteousness and holiness. And yet our darling Savior, if we learn anything about his life, he gave himself unto prayer. Over and over we read in the life of our Lord that he would resort to a desert place. He would resort to a mountainous place. He would in the nighttime resort to some place where he could steal away from the multitude and away from his adversaries and away from the difficulties maybe of a day and the exertion of energy that he had made. And he told us, if he told us anything in his life, amen, he told us about giving ourselves unto prayer. And yet this is something hard. This is something difficult seemingly for our generation of Christianity to get a hold of. And yet, my friend, we're not going to make it. I believe I can show you that. And amen, let me not bog down too much tonight. Amen, and just show it to you. I think there is a New Testament parallel verse, Brother Mike, to this. And you'll notice, and I don't want to, amen, get in the weeds tonight, but you'll notice in verse number 4 of our text, "But I give myself unto prayer." And I don't know how much longer Brother Tim will be rehearsing some of the things on the King James Bible. But you'll notice there in your Bible, these words, "give myself unto," are in italics. And don't let that mess you up. Don't let that bother you. That is the perfect preservation of the way the Spirit of God led our translators of the King James Bible to cause us to, amen, make sense of this statement that is being made. And though maybe if you was to go the originals and all of that, it would, amen, one way one author described it was that it would be elliptical. It would,
it would maybe be hard for us to understand were it not for the way that they have preserved this for us. And so if I could, I'll define what this means from another text that, amen, is very, very clear and very easy to understand. It sheds light on what David is saying. In the New Testament, you remember in the days of the early church, there are some burdens that come up. There is some disputings that arise even within the church about the widows and the Grecians being neglected. The apostles bring the church together and they say unto them, we want you to look out among yourselves, seven men, they need to be full of the Holy Ghost, men of that are honest and men that have a good report. And then they made this statement, not trying to skirt their own responsibilities in those matters, but they said, we, as the men of God, will give ourselves continually unto what? Unto prayer. And then they said, into the ministry of the word. And this statement comes up again in that verse, in that setting, in that context, amen, about what it is to give ourselves unto prayer. Now that phrase in Acts 6 and in verse number 4, it literally means to you and I to endure, to tarry, or to remain. It's used metaphorically of one's steadfastness and faithfulness in the outgoings of the Christian life, and in particular that discipline of prayer. And so the disciples said, the apostles said, amen, we will give ourselves continually unto prayer, literally meaning, amen, we will be faithful in this discipline. We will be steadfast in this matter of prayer. I believe that's what David is saying in Psalm 109 in verse number 4. He is saying, I'm going to be faithful to pray. Amen. My back's against the wall. I'm being run through the wilderness. I've been exiled off of my throne. And it looks like all the dreams that I've had and the desires and the joys that I've known have been robbed from me, but I give myself unto prayer. Amen. I'll remain steadfast to that. Amen. I may not can rule from the throne. I may not have the ability to give orders and direction and set legislation, but I will still remain faithful to what I can do. I can pray. Amen. In the definition of giving ourselves, literally, amen, in Acts 6:4, meaning to endure, to tarry, or remain. And there's several ways we can apply it, but can I say tonight, amen, David has so many things going against him. Amen. Politically, things are in a mess. Domestically, his home has been divided. And literally, they who are of his own flesh and blood have risen up in contrariness and conflict against him. Amen. It looks like on every hand of David's life, amen, everything testifies David is not going to make it. Amen. But David said, I give myself unto prayer. Amen. This is how I will endure. This is how I'm going to make it. This is how I will tarry it. I will do it upon my knees at the throne of grace. Amen. Can I say tonight, amen, this is the key to making it. Amen. This is the secret to the Christian life. Amen. Is you and I say, amen, I may not can control anything going on, amen, around me. I may not control the circumstances. I may not be able to call the shots, but I can give myself to prayer. Amen. And I have learned through the years of my Christian life, amen, that this is how we endure. This is how we remain. And this is how we tarry and how we make it from day to day. Amen, we must learn how to be steadfast and faithful in this discipline of prayer. Amen. Everybody I've seen fall away. Everyone that my friend I've seen backslide and leave God had. Amen. Leave things they said they were never leave. That every one of those failures trace back, amen, to somebody having a prayer failure in their life. Amen. They blame it on circumstances, but amen, others have faced the same or worse than we have faced. Amen. How do they make it? They make it because they learn to give themselves to prayer. Amen. May God burn this in our heart. Amen. You need to learn what it is to remain faithful in prayer. Amen. Preacher, you don't understand what I'm going through. I understand this much. Amen. There ain't nothing that we can't make it through if we give ourselves to prayer. Amen. Amen. May I say this? Amen. Listen to what David said. For my love, they are my adversaries, but I give myself unto prayer. Now here's what I want to say. Here's something I thought on about this verse. Understanding where David is at. I think it's important to know that David had given himself to prayer when things were good. So it was where he resorted when times got bad. Why is it we wait till the wheels are coming off to say, hey man, maybe I ought to pray about this. Oh no, this same one that said, but I give myself unto prayer. Hey man, in one of the worst, the most difficult situations of his life, amen. It's the same one that said in earlier Psalms when things were good, evening, morning, and at noon will I pray and cry aloud, and he shall hear my voice. Amen. You see, David is not a Christian. David is not a child of God. Amen. Of 2022, in the year in which we are living tonight. Amen. That only pulled God out as a spare tire in his time of difficulty. Amen. David gave himself to prayer. Amen. Three times a day, evening, morning, and at noon. Amen. When all was well, when he was on the throne, when he was wearing the crown, things seemed to be well in his family. Amen. David had given himself to prayer in the good times. Amen. And by doing so, it flowed out of him, and he spiritually, naturally resorted to prayer when things got bad. Amen. He didn't have to get right with God so he could give himself to prayer. David gave. Does that make sense? Amen. You'll only be able to give yourself to prayer in the bad times when, amen, you have given yourself to prayer in the good times. David is in the bad times, said. And I believe tonight, amen, we can look around and nationally and politically and economically, in a lot of homes, in a lot of hearts and minds and souls and spirits tonight there. Amen, there are some bad times and there are some things that are going on. Amen, and I just want to encourage us tonight for a moment. Amen, on this thought, I give myself to prayer. Amen, I give myself to prayer. Preacher, you don't know how bad it is. Amen. Well, that's the whole point of Psalm 109. Amen. Yeah, it's bad, but I've got a blessing at the throne of grace. And so I want to make four statements tonight. Amen. About this, I give myself unto prayer when. Amen. I give myself unto prayer when. Number one, the battle is hot. Amen. In Psalm 109, notice the language that is used. Even in our text verse, for my love, they are my adversaries. Amen. That is a term of battlement, a term of engagement in a fight. In fact, if you'll back up one verse, the Bible said, amen, and fought against me without a cause. Amen. This is battle language. Amen. Brother Gerald David is saved. Amen. I'm in a battle of my life. I am in a battle for my life. Amen. They are fighting against me. In fact, throughout verses 1 through 4 and even, amen, throughout the entirety of this psalm, David uses the word against me. Amen. Against me. They're speaking against me. They're lying against me. They're blaspheming against me. They're fighting against me. And everywhere David looks, all he can see is, amen, the battle has been brought to an all-time heat. Amen. Somebody said, David, what are you going to do? Amen. And maybe they would challenge him to sharpen his sword. Amen. Maybe they would challenge him. Amen. In this time too. My friend, get his shield out. And David, don't you remember what you did when you was just a lad of a boy? Amen. And you had a slingshot. David, where's your slingshot? Amen. Maybe you need to practice a little more, because, amen, the battle is creeping in all around you. But my friend, in this age of David's life, David has learned, amen, that when the battle is hot, amen, more than I need my sword sharpened, and more than I need my aim zoomed back in, and more than I need some physical shield to, amen, deflect the fiery darts, David said, if I'm going to make it, I can't get my sword sharp enough, and I can't sling that stone in quite, amen, in on the bullseye enough. I am going to have to pray my way through this battle.
Amen.
And I say tonight, when the battle is hot, child of God, I don't know what you're fighting. I don't know what adversary has come against you. I don't know what has risen in conflict, amen, to try to knock you down, amen, but can I say tonight, and when the battle is hot, give thyself to prayer, amen, that is your endurance, that is how you're going to persevere, that is how you'll stand on victory's sake, amen, in days to come, David said, I give myself unto prayer, amen, when the battle is hot. You got any battles you're facing tonight? Have you got any things that have engaged himself against you? Amen. May it, my friend, cause you to flee to the throne of grace. Amen. Quit belly aching about how bad it is. Amen. Quit griping about it. And give thyself to prayer, David. Amen. David understands it. Amen. David understands that's all I've got. Amen. If I try to resist this, they outnumber me. They've got more swords than I have. I'm not as young as I used to be. I can't swing it and get after it like I once could. And now this is a greater battle than I've ever encountered. I will give myself unto prayer.
Amen.
When the battle is hot. Amen. When the battle is hot. Let me say number two, if that one doesn't, amen, something you're not in tonight or been through, maybe, amen, you'll identify with this one. When the, amen, David said, I give myself unto prayer when the betrayal is hurtful. In the context of Psalm 109, David's very flesh and blood, his own son, a man that, amen, had sided with his rebellious son, who at one time, amen, David said, was one of the dearest, most close friends he ever had. Amen, both his son and his close friend have sinned and done him wrong. Somebody said, I've been hurt. Amen, and I don't mean to be so jaded tonight. Amen, I don't mean to be, I really want to help us tonight. Amen, but just take a number and get in line. Amen, betrayal and hurt and my friend being done wrong and sinned against is, Amen. A part of the Christian life. I'm dealing with something right now that, amen, somebody said that, amen, they got hurt. Amen, they don't know what to do with it. Amen, and they come up with all kinds of ideas. And I'm going to do this and leave that. And I want to say tonight, amen, that when betrayal, amen, is more hurtful than it's ever been, amen, I want to tell you, give yourself to prayer. Amen, because when you kneel down at the feet of the Lord Jesus, amen, you are kneeling at the feet of one who has been betrayed time and time and time again. And he knows how you feel, and he knows what you need, and he knows how to minister to your heart. Amen. David learned a secret in his older age. Amen. When betrayal is hurtful, that is when I must give myself to prayer. Somebody said, well, I tell you what. Amen. I tell you how I deal with betrayal. Amen. They got one on me. I'll get another one on them. Amen. And buddy, I'm telling you, that cycle don't do anything to help nobody. Amen. You got to learn. You got to learn to let it go. Amen. You got to learn not just to let it go. You got to learn to where to let it go. Amen. And give yourself unto prayer. Amen. I hate to be so transparent. Y'all will think, my boy. Amen. Y'all will think, man, I don't even know why we're here listening to this guy. Amen. But even today, amen, I've seen somebody who hurt me. Amen. So I'm talking about fierce and as deep and painful as it's ever been. I hate to admit this. Amen. But, amen, when I rode back, amen, some of that old hurt, amen, I felt it all over again. Amen. And for a split moment, I wondered if that individual was in need. I wondered if that individual needed some help. Amen. And amen, I went on back. Amen. I went on back. Amen. And there was something on the inside of me. Amen. That felt all that over again. Amen. And even wished that that person needed help and suffered a little bit today. So, oh, you're a terrible individual. I'm just telling you. Amen. You say, preacher, you act like you got a little victory tonight. Amen. You know what I did? I just kind of steeled away. Amen. And I said, Lord, you know. Amen. You know all about that hurt. And Lord, you know. Amen. What I'm feeling all over again. And Lord, I've got these feelings and I know it ain't right. And Lord, there's some bitterness down in there. Amen. And I began to give myself to prayer. Amen. You say, preacher, did it help? Amen. Well, if you thought I was robbing and low down the car, amen, maybe I can make you feel a little better. Amen. After God helped me there, amen, I got my vehicle back in gear and I went down to where that individual was. Amen. And God had helped me enough, amen, that if he was in need, I was going to help him. Amen. And he wasn't there. You say, well, why are you saying all that? Because God gave me some help today. It didn't come, amen, it didn't come, amen, from thinking my way through it. It didn't come from reasoning something out. Amen, it came by giving myself, amen, to prayer. Amen, God help me. Amen, when betrayal is hurtful, God knows how to help us. Amen. Boy, that's good preaching. Notice with me when, if you can't identify with one or two, maybe you can, amen, point number three. I noted this. I'm not preaching the whole psalm tonight, but we'll do that in days to come when we get there. We ain't too far from 109, but and when I preach it, y'all act like you'd never heard none of this before, all right? Notice what he said in verse 23, I am gone like the shadow when it declineth. I am tossed up and down as the locust. My knees are weak. Notice that, weak through fasting, and my flesh faileth of fatness. He uses words like faileth, weak, tossed. amen, declineth. I want to say that in this psalm, David said, I give myself unto prayer when the burden is heavy.
Amen.
David's got some burdens on his, not just on his shoulders, he's got burdens on his soul. Amen. There are days I would gladly bear burdens on my shoulders than in my soul. The heaviest things I've ever picked up and carried ain't been in a gym. They ain't been on a job site. The heaviest things that I've ever carried, amen, it didn't require a move of the bicep. It didn't require, amen, a squatting of the legs. It, my friend, was that was born in the depths of my soul. David, somebody said, well, David, amen, David's been run out physically. Oh, that didn't compare, amen, to all that is going on in his soul. Amen, the burdens and the heaviness, amen, it's brought him to where he feels like he's wasting away. Amen, all these verses show David, amen, feeling like he is buckling under the load.
Amen.
David, what are you going to do? David said, I tell you, the only thing I know will work is I'm going to give myself unto prayer. Don't know what you're carrying tonight. Don't know what's got you laboring and heavy laden. I don't know what has reached so heavy that you feel like you've been weakened. Amen. That you've been wounded and that you've been wasting away. Amen. But may I say this evening, amen, that when the burden is heavy, amen, child of God, run to the throne of grace. Amen, pour it out. Pour your weakness out in his faith. Amen, no wonder Paul can say, amen, that when he was weak, yet then was he made strong. Amen, why? Not because he had some, amen, secret formula or medicine or, amen, some secret program. Amen, all he had was that secret of the ages. Amen, that he could seek God. Hey, and no matter what the answer would be, no matter if God even took the burden away, he would find in the throne of grace, he would find and be given the prayer that God's grace was sufficient for him.
Amen.
I remind you tonight, when the burden is heavy, give yourself to prayer. Got any burdens tonight? Amen. Number four, and I'm done, or I got a couple closing thoughts maybe, but let me say this. David said, I give myself unto prayer. May I say in this psalm, not only when the battle's hot, the betrayal's hurtful, and the burden is heavy, can I say tonight when the breakthrough is hard to find? That was a long period of David's life. No doubt there were days it would seem like it would never end. So how do you know that? Amen, because David opened this whole psalm saying, hold not thy peace, O God of my praise. Why is he saying that? Because he's been looking for a breakthrough. He didn't just decide to pray in Psalm 109. He's been giving himself to this. Amen. He's been trusting God through the battle, and through the betrayal, and through the burdens. And all of this at one time is pressing in upon him. Amen. And now it doesn't look like anything is happening. It doesn't look like his adversaries have been weakened even a little bit. Amen. And David finds himself having to say in this psalm again, amen, though the breakthrough be hard to find, I give myself unto prayer. Amen. You say, preacher, I've been praying a long time. Keep praying. I've been trusting God a long time. Amen. Keep trusting. Amen. Preacher, I've spent many a night at the throne of grace. We'll spend another. Amen. Who can tell that on tomorrow? Amen. Your breakthrough will not come. Amen. And I'm telling you, sometimes you got to make up your mind. Amen. I'm going to keep on praying. Amen. Until the breakthrough comes by my way. I'm glad tonight we serve the God of the breakthrough.
Yes, sir.
He don't break through when we demand him to. I'll be honest, it would be funny if it wasn't so blasphemous. There's a movement arising and these Baptists falling into it, into this deliverance doctrine. And this deliverance doctrine, and I don't recommend you do, amen, but if you ever watch their services, they command God to do this and to do that and do it now. I'll be honest, there's a side of that that's funny to watch because it's so ludicrous and silly. Buddy, God don't have to do anything because I tell him to. He ain't got to do things the way I desire him to do. Buddy, when Mary and Martha sent to the Lord and said, "Our brother Lazarus is sick," amen, they were requesting, they were maybe even demanding that the Lord would come and do for him what the Lord had done for so many others. The Lord tarried long enough that Lazarus went from being sick to being in the sepulcher. Amen. But Karen Peck wrote, I think she wrote, maybe she didn't write it, she sang the song, amen, years ago when he's 4 days late, he's still on time. Amen, God brought a breakthrough. God brought a breakthrough for Mary and Martha and for Lazarus. And that whole situation, amen, and I'm telling you, we serve the God that is able to do that. Amen. You say, "But preacher, it ain't come yet. It hadn't showed up yet. It hadn't been experienced yet." Amen. Child of God, just keep giving yourself to prayer. Amen. While you're waiting on your breakthrough. Yes. When it seems to be so hard to find, I promise you, you'll find some help on your knees at the throne of grace. Can I share one more closing thought with you? I give myself unto prayer. That's what David said in verse number 4. Look with me how this psalm ends. David said, "I will." This is a statement of determination. This is a statement of fact, a statement of promise. "I will greatly praise the Lord with my mouth. Yea, I will praise him among the multitude. For he shall stand at the right hand of the poor. Save him from those that condemn his soul." I thought about this, Brother Jack, that because David gave himself to prayer, David could give himself to praise. Because he gave himself, Brother Charlie, to prayer, David said, I can give myself to praise. Because there ain't much I can do in all that I'm facing and what I'm waiting for. He said, "But I tell you what I can do. Because I've laid all that down in the presence of the Lord and let him have it, I can cut loose and praise the Lord in the multitude." Amen. Why is it that praise is something that's it's pretty much died out in our day? Y'all do understand that, and I know it's Wednesday night, I ain't beating up on you, I'm tired too. But you do realize there's a difference in how we come into church and how they used to come into church. Y'all do realize that? I'm a-wondering tonight if it ain't a matter we're not giving ourselves to prayer and so we can't really truly give ourselves to praise. Amen. People of prayer are people of praise. Amen. David said, "I don't know how all this is going to turn out. I'm trusting when it's all over, God's going to help me. And he'll help me how he chooses to help me and when he sees fit to do so. But because I've laid it all down in prayer at his feet, I will praise him with my mouth. I will praise him in the multitude of the people. I can praise him because I have given myself unto prayer." Amen. Boy, I hope God will drive some of that into our heart and encourage us tonight. Just some ponderings, just some thoughts, just some things to think on tonight. Prayer, is it important?
You better believe it's important. Amen. Because whether you pray or you don't pray, there's going to be battles. Whether you pray or you don't pray, there are going to be burdens. Whether you ever give yourself unto prayer or not, there are going to be betrayals. Whether you give yourself unto prayer or not, there are going to be times you're waiting and find it hard to get a breakthrough. How do we endure all of that? How do we remain through all of this? How do we tarry? How do we come out on the other side praising His name? You do it through prayer.
Amen.
I give myself unto prayer.